Praise the Lord now and for our beloved in Christ. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. The theme for this homily is the church's foundation, growth, and destination. Again, the church's foundation, growth, and destination. Beloved in Christ, every meaningful structure has three essential elements. First, a foundation. Secondly, a process of growth. And thirdly, a destination or purpose. If the foundation is weak, the structure collapses. If there is no growth, the structure remains incomplete. And if there is no destination, the structure loses its meaning. Today's readings invite us to reflect on the church in these three points. In the light of our Lord Jesus Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, or in the light of the Easter mystery, we understand that the church is not just a human institution. Rather, it is a living reality founded by and on Christ, growing through His Spirit and journeying towards the Father's house as its destination. There are four lessons we wish to pick from today's reading. First, Christ, the church's unique foundation. Secondly, the church's growth in and through the Spirit of Christ. Thirdly, church growth and crisis resolution. And finally, destination to the Father's house through Christ. Beloved in Christ, let us now consider these four lessons or points, one after the other. The first, Christ, the church's unique foundation. In the second reading, St. Peter presents Christ as the living stone rejected by men, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 again, Christ is presented as a living stone, rejected by men, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. Christ is not just a foundation. He is the only foundation of the church. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Christ, the unique foundation of the church. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Everything in the church stands or falls on Christ and not on human wisdom, wealth, popularity, and so on. Yet, St. Peter reminds us of a painful truth. This foundational stone, Jesus Christ, was rejected by men and women. 1 Peter 2:7. The rejection of Christ, the foundation stone. Even today, Christ is often ignored or sidelined in our decisions and actions. Beloved, a building cannot stand if it is disconnected from its foundation. The same is true for us. The same is true for our world. The same is true for our church. For instance, a Christian who prays or lives the life without Christ at the center becomes empty. Again, a church that replaces Christ with worldly values becomes weak. So we are called not only to admire our Lord Jesus Christ, but to build our lives firmly on Him. The second lesson, church's growth in and through the Spirit of Christ. The first reading shows us a church that was growing. From the very first verse of today's reading, Acts chapter 6, verse 1, we read that the number of disciples increased, that is growth. This growth was, however, not accidental. It was the work of the Spirit of Christ. Church growth happens when the Word of God is preached. Then people are open to the Spirit and each person plays their role. So three important things. The Word of God is preached. People are open to the Spirit who brings the increase through conversion, and each person plays their role. The apostle said in today's first reading, it is not right that we should neglect the Word of God to serve tables. Acts 6 verse 2, it is not right that we should neglect the Word of God to serve tables. Acts chapter 6 verse 2, the paramountcy of the Word of God. They were not rejecting service. They were rather emphasizing balance and mission. True growth in the church requires prayer and proclamation, which was a main task of the apostles, and then participation like serving and so on, which could be delegated to others. Dear brothers and sisters, the church grows not just in numbers, but in depth of faith, unity, and commitment. So this is very important, that the church grows not only in numbers, but in depth of faith, unity, and commitment. So ask yourself, am I contributing to the growth of the church, or just sitting on the fence, or just benefiting from the church? Am I contributing to the growth of the church, or sitting on the fence, or just benefiting from the church? The third lesson, church growth and crisis resolution. Interestingly, the church's growth comes with crisis. In Acts chapter 6, today's first reading, there was a complaint. Some widows were being neglected. This could have caused division, but instead it became an opportunity for growth. The apostles responded with wisdom. First, they listened to the complaint. Secondly, they acted. They took action. Thirdly, they delegated. And fourthly, they appointed men of good reputation, full of spirit and wisdom. Acts 6:3. So those chosen to serve were chosen based on a certain criteria, that first, they should be people of good reputation or good repute. They should be full of wisdom and the Spirit. This is required even today. Often we don't use this criteria, and so we choose people who do not really bring growth, become channels through which the Spirit works for growth, but they bring deterioration in the church. Another lesson. This teaches us something profound. A living church is not a church without problems, but a church that resolves problems in the Spirit of Christ. Again, a living church is not a church without problems, but a church that resolves problems in the Spirit of Christ. In our communities today, conflicts arise, misunderstandings occur, or people feel neglected. But the question is, do we divide because of the problems, or do we grow through it? When handled with prayer, humility, and wisdom, crises become a catalyst for growth. Again, when handled with prayer, humility, and wisdom, crises become a catalyst for growth. The fourth and last point, destination to the Father's house through Christ. In today's gospel reading, Jesus lifts our eyes beyond the present. He says, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. John chapter 14, verse 2. This is a destination of the church, not just success on this earth, but eternal life with the Father, life in heaven. Jesus assures us, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, 6. No one goes to the Father except through me. He is the way that leads us to the Father's house. He is the truth that guides us on this way or the path to the Father's house. And He is the life that sustains us along the path and for all eternity in heaven. No one reaches the Father except through Him. Beloved, we are pilgrims. The church is on a journey. Our struggles are not the end. Our achievements here on this earth are not the goal. Our ultimate destination is the Father's house. This gives meaning to everything we do. The conclusion, beloved. Today, we are reminded that one, the church is built on Christ, the unshakable foundation. Secondly, the church grows through the Spirit in faith and service. The church grows through the Spirit in faith and service. Thirdly, the church matures through challenges or crises and problems and wise responses to these challenges or crises or problems. And fourthly, the church journeys towards its eternal destination, the Father's house. So the question remains, are you firmly rooted in Christ, the only and sure foundation? Are you contributing to the growth of the church? Are you helping to build unity in times of difficulty? Are you living with your eyes fixed on heaven, the final destination? Let us not be passive members of the church, beloved. Let us be living stones, actively building, growing, and journeying together until we reach the heavenly place that Christ has prepared for all of us. Amen.